Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, you love Rockstar. I love Rockstar. Rockstar don't seem to love themselves, though, when it comes to remastering their old games. And it seems like, according to a reliable leaker, Tez2 over on Twitter, responsible for various leaks in the past in regards to Bully 2, GTA 6, etc., they put a tweet out just saying, per a reliable source with clear accuracy on Rockstar's plans, remasters of GTA 4 and Red Dead Redemption 1 were on the table a few years ago, but Rockstar chose not to proceed with the project. In mind, the poor reception of the GTA Trilogy Definitive Edition might be a reason behind that decision.
Scott Telford, not only has the GTA Definitive Edition kind of trilogy more or less stolen £55 from me, because I never even got around to playing most of those games all the way through because of how buggy they were at launch. They've now taken away the remasters that I've been looking forward to for years straight out of my hands. All I've wanted, man, since Red Dead Redemption 2 launched is a remaster or even a remake of Red Dead Redemption 1. Because we've talked about loads on the podcast and on the videos over the years how much of an open goal it seems like it would be. They already remade so much of the original map of Red Dead Redemption in Red Dead Redemption 2 that was mostly unused in the main campaign of that game. So it seemed like it made sense to just transfer that over and then get a head start on remaking it proper. But now to see that it's cancelled, especially potentially in light of the Definitive Edition, to me that sucks, and it makes me question what Rockstar is doing, because they're in such a weird place right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is that obviously if you've grown up with Rockstar games for the longest time, they had a certain feel to them, they had a sort of certain signature feel to their games, and they had that whole sort of crazy streak across the 2000s with Manhunt and the Warriors that was so random, but those games were phenomenal. But that initial sort of creative team are no longer at Rockstar, specifically the likes of Dan Houser, who was lead writer on a lot of the GTA games, Red Dead Redemption 2 and whatever. And I kind of wonder whether his departure is why the sort of money grubby side of it is able to go in and just go, actually, we're not going to prioritize that. We are going to put all of our eggs in the GTA 6 basket, for example, which we'll do another video on that stuff, because there is a leak during the rounds, which is, you've got to take it with a mountain of salt, so we're going to separate that stuff out and pick it apart in a different video. But I do wonder, like you said, what the hell they're doing in terms of the internal cogs at Rockstar, because as a machine, as a company, they function very differently today than they ever did before.
Yeah.
Because last year there was that whole thing about, in the run-up to the Definitive Edition, Take-Two were getting out there saying, look, if this thing does well, if this thing sells, then we'll look into doing more remasters. And obviously that game, or the trilogy of games, was an absolute burning tire fire in our collective faces. But I didn't realize that in February of this year, there was a earnings call from Take-Two, and they revealed that trilogy sold over 10 million units. So it still did very well. So it's not like there isn't a demand or an idea surrounding the, you know, revisiting Rockstar stuff. And like Josh said before, Red Dead Redemption 1's map does exist inside Red Dead Redemption 2. So it's kind of staring them in the face. So I just, like I said, I wonder, because of the reality of the way that company works and the fact of just how much GTA Online is being prioritized, you know, insert release of the game on current hardware as well, as a free-to-play thing, then I wonder if they're just the GTA company now.
It feels like it, doesn't it? Really does feel like it, because even though they released Red Dead Redemption 2, you know, a good few years ago now, like, even Red Dead Online isn't getting the love that GTA Online
existed.
Exactly. So many people did, Scott. Like, I was looking forward to that service so much. I was a big fan of GTA Online when that first launched, and I love Red Dead Redemption, so I was so excited to jump into that multiplayer mode, and then to kind kind of see the paltry offering that Rockstar was offering up. Yep. It was incredibly disappointing. And yes, they have supported it, but nowhere near to the extent that I assumed that they would. Mm. Going back to those comments from Take-Two, it's a kind of weird position where the Definitive Trilogy kind of like comes into those comments, because yes, it sold really well, but it was a PR disaster. Like, yes, perhaps the biggest in Rockstar's history in terms of the quality of the games that are associated with its brand. Like, they gave this Definitive Edition to another studio, and that studio just didn't do the franchise justice. And I'm going to refer to kind of like these projects as open goals a lot in these videos.
Yes, because they are.
Because that's what they are, you know. People are hungry to relive their nostalgia by replaying the GTA games that they grew up with, and to mess that up is like a monumental failure. It's... Like, we talked about it so much at the time, but it shouldn't be overstated how they shouldn't have messed this up.
There are certain re-releases, there are certain properties that need to be treated with a certain level of care, and I this is up there, or was up there, whatever, with the Master Chief Collection over on Xbox back in 2014, where it was like, I remember Jeff Gerstmann saying on Giant Bomb, it's like, no, you're Microsoft or your Xbox, it's Halo, get it done.
Yeah.
Like, there's only so many different ways you can come at that thing where it should have been perfected. And in regards to GTA, in the big run-up to the Definitive Edition, you know, if you go back to the coverage that we were doing, it did feel weird in the run-up to launch. It felt like they were kind of hiding something, and it felt like they weren't being that clear with the way that things were being marketed. It felt like this weird skew-whiff approach of, we're applying modern control schemes, but it's also going to be an old-school feel, and it's going to be the games that you remember, but they're also going to be juiced up, kind of like GTA 5, or whatever. And then when we got to launch, everything just hit the fan all at once, and we found out that actually Rockstar barely had a hand in their development. It was given to Grove Street Games, and they were, you know, ostensibly mobile ports with all sorts of texture bugs and spelling mistakes and all sorts of stuff. And I just think that the fact that they allowed that to happen speaks to an inner workings of that company that don't prioritize quality when it comes to GTA anymore.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And like you said, in a wider sense, what the hell are they doing?
Yeah.
I guess they're just going to prioritize that GTA.
Well, totally. That going forward. Like jumping off your comment about, are they just a GTA house? Like, sadly, it kind of seems it. If you look at the projects that they've had reportedly in development over the past few years, it seems like they've tried to do Bully 2 at least a few times.
Yeah.
You know, we've had so many reports coming out about that title's development, how it was in development, how it was cancelled, how it was maybe restarted and then cancelled again. Now we've got these two potential remasters just hand, and it's like they must just literally be all hands on deck making GTA 6. And that kind of sucks, considering how many studios they have under the Rockstar umbrella that used to make all of these different games, even if it was only like a handful of different games, like at the start of the 2010s, where you had, you know, Red Dead Redemption, when you had Max Payne, when you had Grand Theft Auto.
Finishing LA Noire off.
Yeah, even that was like really limited compared to the 2000s, where you had all of this other stuff, like, you know, The Warriors, and you had Bully and whatnot. So that, even the early 2010s era was a kind of a streamlining of what they did before. And now it's streamlined to the point where it does just feel like GTA is on the horizon. Like, I don't, I can't even comprehend the idea of Rockstar announcing a game that isn't GTA 6 at this point. Like, well, I don't even think that they would be working on anything else that isn't Grand Theft Auto. And as for as much as I'm looking forward to that sequel, that's a bit of a shame.
No, man, that's kind of where I'm at, where I'm just saying, I don't know if I trust this permutation of Rockstar to make a new IP anymore. And if they did, I think it would go down more of what we see as the archetypal third-party development approach of microtransaction stuff, loot box stuff. Like, we've seen some of the worst of GTA in GTA Online, and some of the worst practices put in there, and the grind has always been ridiculous. There was all the casino stuff that's in there, and so the controversy that was surrounding that. So I just, you know, like I said at the beginning, you have this creative team that had one hell of a streak across the 2000s and kind of bowed out with Red Dead Redemption 2. I did a whole video on how Red Dead Redemption 2 was really about the death of Rockstar, and which I'm very, very proud of. Go watch that video. But at the same time, I think that that was that particular group of people going, we've done our time, we've done our thing, and we know what this is going to turn into, so we're going to kind of leave this. And Sam Houser is still there. Obviously, dude came, it was instrumental to GTA as well as the creative side of it. But it's just hard to see, you know, anything in terms of positivity surrounding the future of Rockstar 100%. When this is the whole thing that they're doing.
I mean, I think there's going to be some fascinating kind of retrospectives and maybe even exposés on just how much GTA 5 changed the landscape of gaming in general, but especially the makeup of Rockstar. Because if you make something that is the biggest entertainment property ever, that has brought in like the most amount of money ever, and continues
and still does,
to outsell you know, brand new video games almost a decade on, like, that success, that astronomical level of success has to change the makeup of how these people approach business, how they approach games. And I do think that for as much as I love GTA 5 and GTA Online, I wonder if in another 10 years down the line, we view that as kind of a shift from the old Rockstar to the new, where they did become this kind of you know, developer that uses GTA as an excuse to print money, and they're doubling on doubling down on multiplayer aspects and online over the kind of more classic single player titles that they used to be known for and gained acclaim for. I don't want to be like the old man yelling at a cloud and just kind of like, you know, lambasting any kind of change, but it does feel like we're at a real transitionary point in terms of Rockstar's own studio and gaming at large.
Well, that's the thing. I think I'm very curious what they do going forward. And I mean, like you said, there are open goals. The likes of just saying GTA 4 is now available on modern hardware with a bit of an uptick in regards to graphics and performance would have been an easy thing for them to put out. And maybe they'll go back to it. There was those initial comments, like I said earlier, about, you know, we will entertain the idea of remasters if the definitive edition does well. But I also wonder, if you're just crunching the numbers on it, if all those people, all those assets are better spent going towards GTA 6 rather than revisiting old stuff. But I guess we'll see. Right now, it seems like these have been shelved, so it seems like most eyes are towards the future. But let us know what you think down in the comments below of the state of Rockstar overall. What were your favorite projects from days gone by, and what are you looking forward to in the future? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye. Goodbye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.